Well, Pope Francis is in Iraq for an historic visit, and today he brought messages of hope amid the destruction in the city of Mosul. He is the first pope ever to visit Iraq, where religious violence has been tearing the country apart. And for more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Father Mike Russo, host and managing editor of Sunday to Sunday and a retired professor from St. Mary's College. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. In addition to Francis being the first pope, why is his visit to Iraq so momentous?
Well, it's momentous because it's, as an historic event, it may very well define the spirit of Francis' papacy. It's a unique message. Yesterday, for example, in the ancient city of Ur, here he is at the birthplace of Abraham. He's able to say, make us instruments of reconciliation, builders of a more just and fraternal society. It's an extraordinary visit. As you may know, Melissa, both his friends and his critics wondered why Francis was going, particularly at this time of COVID. But whether it's apostolic zeal, strong-headedness, or simple leadership, when he touches down tomorrow in Rome at about 1 o'clock Rome time, this is a triumph for Francis.
We also understand that the Pope met with an important Shiite cleric yesterday. What do we know about that meeting?
Yes, he met with the Ayatollah Al-Sistani, trying to develop dialogue where there has been, no dialogue whatsoever, to speak of, especially in a situation where there are only 300,000, Christians, Roman Catholics in a country of 40 million Muslims. So just establishing that relationship, coming as a brother, praying with one another, that's an extraordinary sign for the Iraqis and for the world.
In addition to establishing that relationship, then what happens next? What could happen next that could bring some peace into the different religions in Iraq?
Well, the effective running of religion and the building, getting back to at least some semblance of normality for those parishes and those churches. I remember during the first Iraq War, parishes around San Francisco and around the country were praying for individual communities, all of which shut down, all of which created migration to other parts of the world, including the United States. So it's all part of a rippling effect that if you can sustain communities where they are, issues of migration are lessened. So it has a public policy issue as well as a religious factor that has to be considered.
Do you see the Pope making more trips like this, going places other popes before him have not been before?
Well, he's running out of places to go to. This is his 33rd pastoral journey. I would dare say, I was thinking a few minutes ago, the only other place that the Pope would probably want to go to is China. But it presents as much a challenge to establish that trip as it did this one. These are definitely intentional places. I mean, in order to go, one has to have months and years of preparation, as clearly this one demonstrated just simply by watching it from afar. I've had the privilege of actually being on these papal trips, and they are complicated. Nothing more complicated, I think, than Iraq, even more complicated a place like China.
If these trips define Francis's papacy, do you see subsequent popes following his lead?
Well, I believe so. I think, the papal trip has become part of the way in which that pastoral leadership is extended. No one better than Francis is the parish priest of the world. And he brings that enthusiasm to these communities, particularly in Iraq, that need healing. People have been martyred in the very churches that Francis was celebrating Mass this past few days. So I do believe the travel will continue, although now, of course, just last week, for example, Francis presented himself to the Los Angeles Religious Education Congress in L.A. via, the media. And he's using the different forms of media to support his papacy. Future popes will do the same. These worldwide trips are important, but obviously there are other ways in which one can bring influence and attention to groups and organizations that need that kind of support.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Father Mike Russo is host and managing editor of Sunday to Sunday and a retired professor at St. Mary's College.